Amen. Proverbs 23. And man, I love the young people. I love the adults. I love everybody in here. And man, I hope this message will help us tonight. I feel like it's a message that's needed, but it's also, I believe it's something that everybody in here has been touched by, has seen, maybe heard about somebody. And I guarantee these young people have seen or heard or maybe seen it on TV, different things that I'll preach about tonight here in a little while. And I won't mention a thing that you ain't seen already probably and or heard. It's probably stuff you already heard before. But Proverbs chapter 23, I believe it does good to remember. Proverbs 23 and verse number 29. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup. When it moveth itself aright, at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, though thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. And if God will help me for a little while, I don't know if I really have a title other than just the fact of if the Lord will help us to preach on drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol. Boy, in our day, that's something we definitely need to hear. And for adults, we need to know that God is a forgiving God. And if you've done it, there's forgiveness. Amen. If an adult is doing it, thank God there is forgiveness out of it. Amen. But for the young people, I want you to know, stay away from it. If I preach tonight, and if it scares you or it makes you think, well, Brother John's is really making drugs and alcohol look bad, I'm trying to. I want you to see it as bad. I wish Budweiser would let me make a commercial for them. I would absolutely love to. I wouldn't go to a bar. I'd go to a ditch over there in Winston-Salem and pull somebody that's puked their guts out all night and nasty and dying and no family, and I'd put it up on TV and let them see what alcohol and drugs really do to somebody's life. Because they're a bunch of liars to say it does anything more. Amen. But listen, we've got to help us on, preach on, stay away from drugs and alcohol. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for allowing us to be at church. God, I love these young people. I love these adults. Oh God, please. God, these young people they're younger. We're getting ready to go have fun in a little while. And God, I really thought I might preach something different, but God, they're so young, Lord, and so easily swayed by friends, and they'll be swayed. Some of these young people will have a chance to try drugs one day and try alcohol one day, and I pray they'd say no. I pray, dear God, that you'd put something down deep in their heart that they'll never get over it. God, please. Oh, God, I ask you to help tonight. Help me to preach with power and unction upon my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Boy, I got looking now through here at drugs and alcohol. And you say, this ain't talking about drugs. Well, really, I know the Bible doesn't talk about drugs because there wasn't really a drug out there in that day. But really, alcohol done the same thing. It may not go to the extent that cocaine does. It may not go to the extent that heroin might do. But it does alter your mind. And young people, I'll tell you this, the Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. All the devil wants is for you or me to get out of our right mind to where the devil can devour our lives. Amen. Amen. Y'all hang with me, and I'm going to preach to you. All right, listen. Boy, I got to look at this. Who hath woe? Boy, that means judgment. Everywhere you read in the Old Testament means judgment. Who wants judgment? Who wants to stand up right now? Which one of y'all young people or adults? You don't want judgment, Marley. You don't want judgment. You know what judgment is? Judgment's like when Jonah got swallowed by the whale. Anybody want to get swallowed by a whale and lay in puke? No?
No.
Nobody? No takers? No. Amen. Anybody want to be like over there in Elijah's day? He was walking. I don't know why I thought about this, but I did. Elijah was walking down the road, and he is a bald-headed man. But he's a preacher. And they said, go up, thou bald head. And the Bible said two she-bears came out and ate him. Anybody want to get eaten by a she-bear?
No.
Nobody. Me neither, amen. Me neither. But listen, he said, if you get into drugs, you get into alcohol, you get into this alcohol, you will have judgment. Judgment. There always will be judgment. Listen to this. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Anybody want to sit around and cry all day? Anybody want to cry because somebody died? Anybody? Just want to sit around and cry? Anybody want to have sorrow on top of sorrow? I don't know anybody that wants that. Nobody wants that. Listen to this. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? That means fighting. Who wants to fight everybody? Can I tell you something about fighting? There's always somebody bigger than you. Amen. There's always somebody big. I used to love to fight. I did. I ain't gonna lie to you, and I ain't gonna say I didn't. I used to love to fight, Brother Thomas. Man, I figured out, man, who wins? Nobody really wins a fight. This is honest to God truth. Me and old boys out there on the playground, he punched me in the face. I punched him in the face. We laid on the ground, we punched each other in the face. I mean, done everything in the world, hitting each other in the back of the head, front of the face, man, hitting each other in the nose. He's bleeding, I'm bleeding. He's black. Well, he's blacker because he was a black man. But he was blacker and I was black. I ain't lying, that's just truth, amen. He got blacker. He was made up being my friend, to be honest with you. That's the thing about men. Men will fight somebody and become friends with them. Women, if they get in a fight, they hate them till they die. Yeah. Somebody say amen on that one.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Amen. Amen. Boy, I got so many fights. You know what? I went to school bruised, he went to school bruised. I went bloody, he went bloody. So that's just a wonderful day, wasn't it? So I went the rest of the day with my face hurting. He went the rest of the day with his face hurting. Boy, we just had a wonderful time, didn't we? That's stupid. That's dumb, ain't it? Somebody say amen is dumb. Amen. Let me give you this. Who hath woe? Who hath judgment? Who's got judgment coming? That person looking at alcohol. That alert person looking at drugs. Who's got sorrow? That person doing alcohol. That person doing drugs. Who's got contention? Who's got fighting continuously? That person with alcohol in their life. That person with drugs in their life. Who hath babbling? Who's that one you can't even understand because alcohol and drugs has ruined their nervous system to where they can't even talk anymore. I've went through Winston. Young people, y'all listen to me. I've went through Winston, heard people talk, and y'all adults have too, I'm sure, and you can't even understand what they're saying because their mind has been blown on drugs. And listen, I'll tell you this, that Bible has everything in it. Everything. It's got salvation. It's got that Jesus died, buried, and rose again. And I love that part. But Brother Jimmy, it's got in there to tell you how to live. It tells you how to live right. It tells you how not to mess up. It tells you how God to help you. It tells you how to have victory. That Bible covers every area of life. Listen to this. Who hath woe? Judgment. Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babblings? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath wounds without cause? You know what that means? They got hurt and don't even know they did. Can you see a man coming out of a bar after he's got drunk all night? Or he's come out of a drug house and blood is dripping down his arm and don't even know why he started bleeding. His head's busted up top and blood is streaming down and he don't know why he's bleeding. He's hurt. His leg broke or arm broke. And he's finally come to in his mind. And all of a sudden he says, why? Well, how did that happen? How'd this happen to me? I tell you, drugs and alcohol will steal part of your life if you'll let it. Yeah, but that's for adults too. Amen. I believe you'd agree with me. If you've done drugs, if you've drunk alcohol, that alcohol steals. Drugs steal. They take and take and take and take and take. I'm glad Jesus can give back what they took. But I'm telling you, the world and sin does nothing but take. Y'all agree with that, don't you? If I told you all that, then said, who hath redness of eyes? If I told you all that, if I told you young people, please don't go outside. And I can tell you, I can show you proof. So there was a line outside. And I said, please stay inside. Would you stay inside? Would you? If there was a line outside that door, and Brother Thomas said, boy, now y'all listen. Guys, I'm telling you, I ain't lying to you. I'll even let you look out the window. There's a line right there outside that door. Look at that line. Please don't go outside that door. There's a line outside that door. Would you go? Because you knew there's danger, wouldn't you? That's what I'm trying my best to do to you tonight, is let you know there's danger. There's danger outside the door. There's danger down the road. There's danger if you go that way the devil wants you to go and you do what the devil wants you to do. There's danger outside of this safe place with God. There's danger. But and just like y'all said, common sense tells you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. There's danger. You can get hurt. It can mess up your life. Listen to this. They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. I've heard so many people say, boy, Jesus drunk wine. You can't find that in the Bible. First of all, you cannot find it in the Bible where Jesus ever drunk what he made. Amen. Hello, Tokyo. But other than that, it was not fermented wine. Jesus drunk grape juice. First thing alcohol's got to do is get bad. It's to the adults tonight. Amen. Y'all may not understand this, but you may understand it. Because the first thing it takes to make alcohol alcohol is it's got to decay. The Bible said it was good wine. If you look that up, it means not decay. It means of fruit of the vine. It means grape juice is what that means. He drunk grape juice that night. And to say that Jesus used wine on the night that he talked about his blood being that of that cup and that wine would be blasphemous to say that it was liquor. To say alcohol was put into that would be wrong. Let me tell you why. Because his blood is pure. His blood is holy. His blood is righteous. It's not decayed or dead. Y'all hang up just a little while longer. I'm going to close up here in a minute. But it said, they that go to seek mixed wine. In fact, the Bible says not to tarry long at the wine. Can I tell you what young people not to do? I tell you not to do this. If you see a beer commercial and they try to make it look beautiful. Hey, they make it where a young man gets in a car with a beautiful looking lady. And he's got a beer in the side in the cup holder. And they're going to a party. And they're going to have a time. And they make it look exciting. They make them all look beautiful. And they make them all look like they're having the best time of their life. They're lying. Amen. Because at the end of it all is a wreck and a half. Amen. 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 But I tell you this, I worked with a guy. His name was T.Y. I rhymed right there. Did y'all hear that? Didn't even mean to. Amen. But I did. I worked with a guy named T.Y. His wife. It's a true story. Henry might know this story. I don't know if he does or not. His wife had begged him. And he's not here anymore. I probably wouldn't tell a story, Henry, if he'd been alive still. But I think he'd want it told. Keep people from messing up. Henry knows what I'm talking about. That's why I told him to that. Man, T.Y., he got drunk all the time. He'd get his paycheck on a Friday night. First thing he'd do is go down to the store, get a thing of beer, and not get his family anything. His wife told him, said, "I want a Tostitos pizza tonight, Friday night. If it's not sitting on my table tonight, I'm leaving. Me and the boys are leaving. We're going to eat something other than bread and drink water." T.Y. thinking it was a joke. Goes ahead on Friday night, does exactly what he's always done, gets the alcohol just like he always had, goes, gets his beer, goes home with no pizza. His wife never said a word. Next morning got up, his wife is gone and both his boys. He sold the right to have a family so he could have a bottle. Can I tell you what, young people? I'd rather have these three kids sitting on the front row than a beer bottle any day of my life. Yeah, man. Well, I'm telling you, I'd rather have what God gave him. I'd rather have that woman sitting back there at the back of this church. I'd rather have that woman, Malia Pittman. I'd rather have her than any alcohol there is out there. There's not enough money. There's not enough alcohol. There's not enough sin in the world for me to lose what God gave me. But let me tell you, young people, listen to me. I tell you, the first time I tried marijuana was over in elementary school. Somebody said, "Try it. It's pretty cool." I tried marijuana in elementary school. I'd been to ISS over and over and over again. I got out behind the E building, and they got to tell me how they could keep you from getting in trouble and still smoke a joint. So I did. I'm not telling you because I'm proud of it. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed of myself for sin. Listen, I'll tell you something else. I ain't telling you this to brag on nothing because this is not worth bragging on. Sin ain't worth bragging on. I had a little sister. She's 1 year, 2 years, because you ate, not nine. You're nine, not eight. Yeah, that's right. I remember this time. 2 years younger than Maddie. My sister's 7 years old. And man, I'd hung out with a guy and he'd gave me marijuana. I don't know if it was laced. I don't remember nothing. Honestly, I remember going to a house up 67 and I cut off on Chatelon Drive. There's a house up there on the left hand side. I see it all the time. That house right there, I walked to this old brick house. That's all I remember, Brother Thomas. All I remember is walking in the door. I don't remember what I did when I walked in the door. I don't remember what I did while I was there. I stopped there at about 8 o'clock at night and did not leave till 3 o'clock the next morning and left my 7-year-old little daughter, my 7-year-old little sister in the car till 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a God's wonder something bad didn't happen to my little sister, but she just laid her head down and went on to sleep. I don't know what made her do that. I guess just God keeping my sister safe. But I'm not telling you how to brag on sin, but I'm telling you young people this, and I'm not telling you how to make you think less of your preacher, but I'm telling you that because I want you to know sin steals. Sin takes. I tell you, if I had it do over again, Jack, so many things I'd do different in my life. Hey, so many things from when I was young, I would do so different. I would change a lot of stuff if I could just get back to that day. No way, but I can't. That 17 years old when I got saved here on out. Hey, that Bible said, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. I can't go back and change the rest of it from here on out, though. I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, drugs steal. They steal your compassion for other people you don't even care anymore. We watch it on TV. Or you know, if you play a video game, guys. Y'all play video games? When you play a video game, every once in a while, I played one with Noah the other day. This old BMX game, riding bikes, and they're jumping these dirt jumps. And you get at the top right, it says, has a little circle you can redo, start over again. You know, God ain't got a redo, or the world don't have a redo button. God does, but the world does not have a redo button. You can't hit redo when it says game over. You can't change it when it says game over. It's just game over. There's no going back and doing better the next time. You ain't got but one life. Period, young people and adults. We ain't got but one life. This is it. This is all. I don't have no more. This is it. So make this and count. Amen. Listen. Y'all listen to me and I'll give you this. It says, look not thou. It even tells you not to look at wine. Somebody said, boy, it's okay to drink it. Well, you got to close your eyes then. Because you ain't even supposed to look at it. Amen. No, it ain't okay to drink it. Not even with your eyes closed. Listen to this. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. Paul read that. You know, there's somebody behind alcohol. Let's pretend for a little while that's a bottle of alcohol. That's a pill bottle. That's what the bad today, honestly, is there's kids walking into their mom and daddy's cabinets because some other kid said it was cool. And I know that y'all are younger, but still you need to hear it. And don't never go into some pill bottle and take something that don't belong to you. And don't take somebody else's medicine. Don't get some kind of drug that you didn't mean to get because you get hooked on it. He said, they're kids. I know they are. Three of them's mine. Yeah. And I love enough to tell them. Yeah. Y'all believe I love you? Y'all believe I love you? I love you more than y'all ever, but I promise you I do. I think about you at night when I go to bed. I think about you in the morning. I think about you while I work. I think about this church while I'm working. I think about you because I want you to succeed. I want you to live for God. I want you to serve the Lord. That's what I want for you. Yeah. Behind that bottle, it's not just a bottle. It may look like old, it may look weak. That's just beer. It's not that strong. Ain't that tough. But behind that beer bottle, it's somebody that is behind the whole ordeal. He's behind it to get you and to get you hooked and to get you messed up and to get your life ruined. He's wanting that so bad for your life. Y'all know what he wants, young people? Y'all know what the devil wants for you? He wants you hooked on alcohol. He wants you hooked on pills. He wants you drinking liquor. He wants you in sin. He wants you to mess up. Never's a good word. That's what you need to keep on saying. But behind that bottle is somebody that wants to ruin your life. But let me tell you this. Let me get one of y'all young people to come up here. Kevin, you come here. I got the one who didn't have his hand raised. That's all right, ain't it? You didn't even want to come up here, did you? You okay, though? See, behind beer, behind alcohol, behind drugs, it's not just a bottle. It's not just Budweiser. It ain't just the pill makers. There's somebody else behind it that you can't see. And with that first drink, he binds you. That first drink, he ties you up, Kevin. That first drink, he ties you up with that first drink. That ain't that bad because he can still move his arms. He can still move his arms. You can walk, can't you? Can you walk? It ain't that bad. It ain't that big a deal. Yeah, man, he ain't done but one or two beers. No big deal, right? No big deal. It's a big deal, ain't it? What? Hey, y'all want to know how many is wrong? One. Y'all want to ask how many? You don't know how many tastes are wrong? How many y'all think? One. One is wrong. You know what happens? If Kevin keeps listening, somebody that's not your friend, Kevin, keeps on saying, won't you? Come on, listen, now, dude. I know you tried alcohol. Man, have you ever tried some marijuana? I'm telling you, buddy. If you ain't never tried, it's the best thing you ever had, man. I'm telling you, you just got to try it. Let me get you some. I'll buy you something. We'll try it tonight in the car. You say that sounds bad? It is bad. It is bad. I've been asked that. Exactly that way. Man, if you want to try something, we'll try it behind the e-building, dude. I mean, it'll be a deal. Nobody ever know you had it. Nobody ever know. Man, I have them tell me this. So, man, when we get to the construction, because I was a construction tech, so we get construction tech, I'll give you the axe that I got in my car. You can spray yourself down. Won't nobody ever know you's high. God help us. Driving 100 mile an hour. Being stupid. Ought to be in hell. Amen. That's what I ought to be. Thank God for grace. But that marijuana, let's say old Kevin says, boy, we just one little bit of marijuana ain't gonna hurt nobody, is it? Yes. I know daddy said, daddy loves the Lord, mama loves the Lord. Preacher said something wrong with it, but man, I think I can beat the odds of it. Honestly, I feel like they're just a bunch of old fogies that just do not realize that I can beat the odds of drugs. I can beat the odds of alcohol. Can I tell y'all young people something? Kevin, all of you, you can't beat the odds. You can try to do alcohol and think that you're going to get away with it and think that everything's all right. Hey, but sin will take and steal stuff out of your life, whether you want it to or not. And where marijuana begins to become a part of his life, where he used to could move his arms, try to move your arms. Now all he can do is move his hands. Later on down the road, he gets to be about a 20, 25-year-old young man. Somebody walks up and see high. Marijuana doesn't get him high no more. See, listen to me, young. I'll tell you something. When you get on drugs, drugs don't keep you. When you get that first big high, it feels great. Your body, I ain't going to lie to you and say that sin does not feel good at first, because it does. But Kevin, after so many times of doing it, all of a sudden, your body becomes immune to getting high like it used to. And then all of a sudden, you need something bigger, something better, something stronger, something more umph to it. Somebody comes by and says, I know a marijuana ain't helping you as much as well. I'll tell you what, why don't we try some cocaine? Why don't we try some heroin? You do is just take a needle shooter right there up in your arm. Don't that sound crazy, Kevin? Shoot that up in your arm. Take a needle. Shoot it up in your arm. Into your veins. They do it, don't they, Brother Johnny? That's Brother Johnny because Brother Johnny works in the jail. If y'all getting messed up in drugs and alcohol, that's where you're going to look at right there, Brother Johnny. You're going to look at a jail cell. Amen. I ain't trying to scare you, but I am trying to scare you. Amen. I love you. Because listen, man, you keep on wrapping that. So, boy, I'm going to try that cocaine stuff. I'm going to try some of that cocaine. Ain't no big deal. Ain't no big deal. I'm going to try that cocaine. Ain't no big deal. Ain't going to hurt nobody. It ain't going to hurt nobody. It's fine. Ain't no big deal at all. It ain't no big deal. It ain't no big deal. Can you walk, Kevin? Not hardly at all, can you? How long it take you to get home walking like that? Long time, wouldn't it? You know what? You know what he started off with? He started off with one rope around, didn't he? He started off being bound up just barely. It wasn't much at all. I know. People are sometimes, look, you think in your mind, Brother John, why are you preaching on this? Why is it such a big deal? Because these kids matter. They matter. Every one of these kids' lives matter. I don't want my kids in drugs. I don't want Kevin here in drugs. I don't want Haley in drugs. I don't want Jack in drugs. I don't want Jason in drugs. Hannah, I don't want you getting drugs. I don't want Chelsea. I don't want Johnny. I don't want Miss Edge. I don't want anybody messing up in drugs. You say, why? Why is it such a big deal? Man, I've seen people die because of it. I got a buddy who was wrapped up just like his. Boy, he tried one thing after another, after another, after another. Tried to get him to come to a church revival one night. And one night, he come around a curve, 55 mile an hour, he wasn't even speeding. Found pills all in the car. Hit a tree head on, died immediately. 5 teenagers died with him. My best friend. Till he got in drugs. He didn't want to have much to do with me. God got saved and got called to preach. He didn't want to have nothing to do with me. But I called him and begged him. I gave him my heart on that phone. I begged him. I said, please, please stop doing this. Please stop doing this. You're messing up your life. You know why he couldn't stop? This is why he couldn't stop. He made choice after choice, 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 to continue doing what he knew he shouldn't have been doing. And young people, if y'all make choices after choices, and you say, "Brother John, well, listen, I'm not doing nothing too bad right now. I'm just back sassing my mama." You're making choices to start to disrespect authority and rebel against authority of your life. And then you begin to make other choices to get the wrong kind of friends. And then you get into high school and you meet friends that do drugs and love drugs and try to get you to do drugs. Then finally one day you choose to try them. And then one day you get stuck on them. Then one day you try something worse. Then one day you try something worse than that. Then one day you're so stuck you can't never get out. This is the devil's plan for every young person at Victory Bible Baptist Church. He would love to rub your life in the dirt and sin. Brother Thomas, that's what he wants. Brother Johnny, that's what he wants. Y'all teach you to, that's what he wants. Every one of these kids, he wants to ruin and wreck their lives. I love y'all. Man, more than anything, I want to fight for them. The world's not going to, by the way. If you think NBC, or you even Fox News, by the way, I ain't even just naming all, CNN, all the rest of them. If you think they've got the answer for America, they ain't got it. If you think they got the answer, get these kids away from drugs and get their lives unmessed up, they don't have the answer. I tell you, the answer's not at the crack house or the workhouse or the schoolhouse. It's in God's house, amen. Amen. We got the answer. But if young people, y'all listen to me. If you keep making, I don't know if you've ever made any choices yet that are wrong. I figure you have because everybody has. But listen, if you make choice after choice after choice after choice after choice that's wrong, you will end up just like I'm preaching about tonight. You'll become a teenager, and when you get your license at 16, you'll never darken the door of a church for the rest of your life because you've decided this is nothing but for old fogies that believe it's wrong to have fun in sin. That is exactly what's happening in our world. God help us. Let me untangle you. By the way, I didn't think about this. Let me preach on this a minute. You know it takes a lot longer to get untangled than it did to get tangled? I believe the Lord's in that. I ain't got him but halfway untangled, and I did that faster when I was putting it on. You know why? You get in sin, you get entangled, it takes a lot longer for you to get untangled. And there ain't but one person that can do it. There ain't but one person that can do it, and his name's Jesus. But can I tell you this? Why not just never do it to begin with? Why not just get saved and never touch alcohol to begin with? Why not just get saved and never touch drugs to begin with? Why not just get saved and live for God and never get in sin to begin with? Hey, if I could go down to Winston tonight and pick up a homeless, thank you, Kevin. Thank you. If I could pick up a homeless person on the side of the street that's been a druggie for years, I could bring them out here to Victory Bible Baptist Church. I could sit them right here in front of all of you. You know what they'd say tonight? Marley, sit down. You know what they'd say? Sit over there, girl, okay? You know what they'd say? If I could bring them here tonight, if I could bring a homeless person right here in a Victory Bible Baptist Church that's been hung out on drugs, strung out on drugs, their life has been ruined. Have you seen them tonight? They would holler and tell you, please do not go down this road. Please don't. Please don't. I prayed this right before church, and I'm going to show you in a minute. But I got a picture here, and you would not believe the picture I got for me. Listen to this. At the last, it biteth like a serpent, stingeth like an adder. Let me tell you what a serpent is. A serpent's like a black snake, best way to put it to you. It's a snake that ain't got no poison in it. A snake that doesn't have any poison. It's not going to kill you. It ain't going to hurt you for days. It's going to be fast, painful, over. It's going to be a fast, sudden hurt, and it's going to go away. Well, I tell you, alcohol and drugs will sometimes give you a fast hurt, and then that hurt will be gone. But then the Bible said it stingeth like an adder. That word adder, if you look it up the dictionary, what that word adder means is a hooded serpent. And all the hooded serpents of the Bible were poisonous. You found a hooded serpent in the Bible days, they were poisonous. Which means it would hurt you more than a day. It probably hurts you more than a week. It might hurt you up to a month. It would hurt you terribly for days, and it might even kill you before it's all over with. And boy, that's what drugs and alcohol will do. It'll get in the life of some individual, and it'll continue to ruin and 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 sting and tear their life apart. It will. It will. God help us, it will. Lord help us. Malia, every time she looks at Facebook, seems like there's some other drug bust in Yakin County. And y'all probably the same way. Johnny and Chelsea, y'all seen anybody like that on Facebook that you knew at school that got busted for meth labs and drugs? And I got a friend I went to school with, and I'm getting ready to try to go visit him. But I mean, he's broke in the next door neighbor's house to steal drugs. I mean, to steal their prescription pills because he has to get high again. I mean, they're messing their lives up. They're messing their lives up. They're messing their lives up. I'm going to go somewhere in just a minute, but y'all hang with me for a second. At the last, it biteth like a serpent. It stingeth like an adder. Boy, I got to look at this picture. This is after drugs. This same lady in 4 years. Y'all see that? 4 years, same lady. That's almost unbelievable. Y'all see that back there? Y'all see that? Same lady, 4 years. Same lady in 4 years. Hey, drugs that will mess up your life so bad to where to feel like bugs are crawling down your arm, and you'll take a pocket knife and pop it and try to pop it out, hoping you can get a bug out of your arm because it feels like you got bugs in your arms. Feels like you got bugs crawling up underneath your skin. I worked for Rid a Bug Pest Control one time, and they got a phone call, and a lady was calling because she felt like she asked us to spray her. Wow. She said, "I got bugs under me." I said, "What? I got bugs on me." She said, "In me. I mean, I got them all over my skin. They're crawling up under my arms." It's where she had taken so many drugs, and she had bugs crawling up under her. It felt like she had bugs crawling up under her arms, and she was taking and cutting her arms to get bugs out. We got a preacher coming to preach in July, July 13th. He said he had scratched places on his head, on his arms, trying his best just to get these bugs or whatever this is crawling on the inside of his skin off of him. Man, I'm telling you, when you first begin in sin, it seems so cool. You seem like you are the best. You seem like, man, you're the most popular kid in school. But then all of a sudden the rug is jerked out and everything is gone. I can tell you two people right now, two young ladies, were the most popular girls in our school. Most popular. I'm talking about top popular girls in our school. Both of them died of overdose. Both of them. Both of them dead. Dead. Overdose. They took too many drugs and drunk it with alcohol and died. Dead. Dropped dead. No chance to say, "God, I'm sorry." Which if they were saved, they were saved. But if they wasn't saved, no chance to get saved. Amen. If they wasn't saved, or they dropped off right that moment and died, well, that moment that drug took over their mind and ruined their whole mind and just killed them that very moment, that's it. And they either went to heaven or they went to hell, all depending on if they accepted Jesus or not. Amen. Down the road at Taco Bell, when they first got it made, somebody had taken too many drugs. One's too many. But somebody had taken too many drugs and they died because of it. I worked at Food Lion. You'd think this is crazy, young people and adults. Y'all might think this is crazy. When I was working at Food Lion, we walked in there to clean it, clean the women's bathroom. I knocked on the door, nobody answers. And me and another guy walks in. There's a lady laid out on the floor. He asked, is everything okay? What's wrong? What's wrong? Everything all right? And she's not saying nothing. She's shaking now. What's wrong? She wouldn't answer anything. She had taken hairspray and drunk it. Just to get high again. Because when you want to get high so bad, you're willing to do anything it takes to get high. If it takes, listen, you know what it takes? You know, listen to this, y'all. Y'all listen to this. It gets so bad. It gets so bad that you would never steal from your mom and daddy. But if you get on drugs and alcohol, you won't bat an eye to steal something from your mom and dad. Because you'll want drugs so bad that you'll take whatever you got to take. If it's their watch, if it's their ring, if it's their necklace, if it's the money out of their wallet, if it's the money out of their pocketbook, whatever it may be, I tell you, you get so hooked on a high that you just steal it just to go get high again. You don't think you'd ever do that. And I'll answer your question right after service, okay, Jack? But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. I know y'all would never do that right now. I know that. I love y'all. But I'm telling you, if you let the devil have his way, he will ruin your life. He will. He will. And I'm done right here. Okay, listen to this. So I'm done. Yea. Well, look at verse 33. Thine eyes shall behold strange women. Thine heart shall utter perverse things. You'll say stuff you would have never said before. You started drinking or doing dope. I did. Listen, there was a boundary in my life. Listen, here, look, I had a boundary that I would not pass before I started doing different drugs and stuff. Before I did, but I had a boundary. I'm not going beyond that boundary. This is where I draw the line. But the moment I took stuff I shouldn't have took, I stepped over my boundary. I stepped right over what I had always said. I'm not going this far now. I will go up to that point, but I'm not going beyond that. And then before you know it, I took another step and passed my boundary and passed the line where I was supposed to try to not never go past there. That's exactly what the devil will do to you. I'm not telling you just to preach something to you and make you think that you're bad young people. I think you're good young people. But I love you, and I know that no matter how good you are, you can still mess up. All it takes is the right person at the right time offering you something you should not have. Amen. Listen to this. Verse number 35. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. Listen to this. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. He said, I've been hit and didn't even know I got hit. They've beat me, and I don't even know I'm sick. It's to get out, man, and I'll tell you why some people do drugs. I'll give you two reasons people do drugs. One, it's because they want to be cool. Everybody else around them looks like they're having a time. It looks like they're having fun, so they try alcohol with them. They try drugs with them, Brother Thomas. They try all that stuff with them to be cool and to not look like a fuddy-dud or a goody-two-shoes or that's what the world's going to call you. I say call you goody-two-shoes is fine. Hey, call me fuddy-dud all you want to. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing drugs no more. Hey, Jesus made a difference. Amen. Amen. And listen, I'll tell y'all young people something. You want to know something? I'll tell you something tonight. Listen to me real carefully right here. I ain't going to be long, but stay with me for just a minute. Listen to me real good right here. If you've never drunk alcohol, if you've never done drugs, and you've been saved, and you know you're saved, you have got a better testimony than I do. You got a better testimony than somebody on drugs that got saved did, because you've never been messed up in that junk. And you ought to thank God that you hadn't. When's the last time y'all bowed and thanked the Lord that your mom and dad ain't a drug addict? Or that you have somebody in your life that ain't a drug addict that takes care of you and loves you? You say, I get so sick of this right here. Boy, I've heard this so many times. Well, my mom and daddy done right, boy. I get so sick and tired of doing right. Well, how would you like a drug addict to go ahead and be your mom or dad?
Amen.
Hello. Amen. I get so sick of hearing that. What if you had a meth head and they had meth labs in your home? Hello, Tokyo. Amen. God help us. Amen. Whine about everything. Whine if you got it bad. Whine if you got it good. Cry about it all. That's our world. That's our world. Listen, if something like this happened in y'all's life and it got ruined. Let's say your life was ruined. Y'all listen to me on this. Let's say your life was ruined. You got older. You had got married. You had a wife. You had children. And like that man named T.Y. I told you about a little while ago, that because of choices, your wife leaves you. Your children are gone. Would you say, boy, I can't wait to go try some more alcohol. Boy, I can't wait to do some more drugs. Would y'all do that?
No.
But listen to this. These people are so hooked on drugs. They're so hooked on alcohol in this verse. Listen to this. Saddest words. One of the saddest words I believe you ever read in the Bible. But Thomas, these are some of the saddest words you ever read in your Bible. He said, they have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? He's knocked out, is what he's saying. I'm knocked out. I'm knocked out drunk, knocked out high. And then he says this, I will seek it yet again. That's bad, ain't it? That'd be like this young lady, 4 years of drugs. And so, and this happening to her, this right here being her life, and then her saying, you know what? As bad as drugs has messed my life up, I need to get another hit. I need to smoke another joint. I need some more alcohol. I need to get high again. I know it's messed up my life. I know it's cost, you know what's happened? A lot of these people have had happen. They've come in. They've taken custody of children. They've taken their lives. A lot of these people have even taken and killed their own selves. And I know this is rough for little kids, but I don't mean it to be rough. I just mean I don't want you to mess up. I don't want you to mess up. I don't want you to mess up. God help us. I will tell you this. Romans 5 said this. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. What that means, if some drug addict was to stagger in the back door to church. Well, let me tell you something. Jack, come here. Here's how. You want to know how a drunk walks or a drug addict walks? Y'all want to know? Do y'all want to know? That Bible tells you. Like you're floating in the sea. Like you're in the top of the mast, that big old circle, that crow's nest, top of that, at the top of that boat. What it means, they walk like this, Jack. Walk forward. It's walking like this. You can't never get your footing. You can't never walk straight. You can't never make it. You just keep on falling back and forth. Is that how you want to walk the rest of your life, Jack? Is that how you want to walk the rest of your life? You don't walk like that. But if one of them was a stagger in the back like that right there, we go back there in the fellowship hall, get them some coffee, try to get them sobered up, try to get them where they can hear the word of God. You know what God would do, Brother Alex? God Almighty would forgive their sin and change their life if they'd just be willing. And I tell you this, I read about a man named Mel Trotter. I'm done. I'm closed Bible and everything. Mel Trotter, a man, he said Mel Trotter had started a bunch of men's homes. And I got to hear his testimony. I got his book at the house. Mel Trotter was a drunk. Mel Trotter was such a bad drunk that whenever his little boy died, and he died because of his alcohol addiction. Because he didn't have the food he needed, he didn't have the necessary medicines he needed, his son was dying. He ended up leaving his wife, and his son was dying. But I read this, that Mel Trotter went to the funeral of his dead son. Dead son. Because back in that day, they'd have you in the home. They'd have a dead body in the home and stay up with the dead overnight. They come to that dead body and they would take him shoes off, Noah. Took that little boy, I ain't going to take his shoes off. But he took his shoe off of that dead boy. Both of them. because some neighbors had got together and bought his boy some pretty shoes to be buried in and bought him some pretty clothes to be buried in. And he stole them shoes off his own dead baby. Went down to the bar and he slammed them on the table. He said, "I'm so stinking sorry of a drunk that I have done stole the booties off of my dead baby." He said, "But I really badly need a beer. Would you please trade these shoes for me a beer?" And that's exactly what that bartender did. He said, "You're so sorry I ought to shoot you, Mail Trotter." He said, "But I know you need a beer." And that's exactly what he gave him. He gave him a beer. He walked home after that, trembling, his hands shaking. Because that alcohol just has messed up his life. Not long after that, Mel Trotter, drunk, walking down the street, walks into an old side street mission, preaching play, about like rescue mission. It's a rescue mission. People's out there singing, preaching, trying to get people to come into the rescue mission. Old Mel Trotter walks in half drunk. Sits on the back row. Hey, man, he ain't heard half of nothing. About halfway, he wakes up, comes to, and he's sober, and he's hearing the Word of God preached. That man of God preached. He went to the altar. He said he prayed over and over. He'd pray, go to his seat and pray. And he'd go back to his seat and sit down. And then he'd come pray again. And he'd go back to his seat and sit down. And come pray again. Say he prayed 16 times that day. He said, "That's crazy." I tell you, this is what he said. He said, "I felt so low down and stinking wicked. He said, I just wanted to make sure that is all under the blood of Jesus. I did not want it to be on my record anymore." His baby boy died. They buried that baby boy. And every day on the birthday of that baby, he'd take a Bible and he'd go by and buy him a bottle of liquor. He'd hold that Bible and he went to that graveyard. He'd walk to where that graveyard was and where his baby is buried. And he'd take that beer in his hand, that Bible in his hand, and he'd take that beer and he'd smash that beer on the side of that gravestone. He said, "Baby, I just wanted you to know." He said, "Daddy's no longer on the bottle. Daddy's preaching the Bible. Hey, Daddy ain't the same Daddy no more. And I will see you again." Amen. I tell you, there's hope for drug addicts. There's hope for alcoholics. But why ever get started? Why ever get started? I believe if you come to Piana, it's what God told me to preach to you. No doubt in my mind about it. Because I love you.